KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Aylin. You got Corey Majors, Alec Medford. And it's time for a decision. Because normally this would be the C block. However, our interview that we just did, that we had a lot of fun with AJ, one of the Costco guys, did kind of screw over AM on the FM.
Oh, yeah. I understand
that. So, Corey, it's time for your decision of what segment comes next.
Hey, go ahead. Let Alec take it, man. Let's rock.
Oh,
I'm prepared, but if he's has some content to rock, let's go with it, baby.
Is this going to be the first ever CAMFM block?
I have no clue what that means.
I'm going to have to workshop that name. I apologize.
Campfm.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
It's not catchy. We're going to have to work on it. But what if we hybrid this thing up?
That's perfectly fine. Actually, Alec, I will start some things off here. All right. I do want to dive into this because it is something of interest to me, and I thought it was ridiculous at the same time. The Rangers all-time lineup. Fox Sports has gone out and for every single team in baseball. They have created an all-time lineup. And I'm not sure I love this team.
No.
I love this team. Can I say that? I love the team. However, I think that some people are missing.
Okay.
There's not a single World Series Ranger on this list.
Ooh.
Not winner. Not made it to the World Series, but not one single World Series winner on this list. The manager is Ron Washington. And
I don't think I agree with that.
You know we love Wash. We love us some Wash.
Yeah.
However, Bruce Bochy delivered the first ever World Series championship to Texas. Yeah. So I have feeling that I have to go with that. The DH is Frank Howard. I don't remember much of Frank Howard's bats.
So the reason why I approve of this is just because so many times when you would look throughout Rangers history, you would see Frank Howard all over that. Yeah. So I kind of get that.
The catcher... He never won a World Series with the Rangers either. Pudge Rodriguez.
Okay, I support that decision.
Over Jonah Heim, huh?
Pudge Rodriguez
over Don Slott.
Probably the greatest Ranger of all time.
Over Gino Petralli.
Correct.
Fine. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro.
Yeah, had to be either him or Will, right?
Yeah, and this is wild because neither one of them started as Rangers.
Correct.
But a lot of these guys showed up to this team. But Rafael Palmeiro, great defensive first baseman, great hitter, probably had more time here than Will Clark, I think. But you know I love me some Will Clark, too.
Yes.
But I'm fine with that. Second base, Ian Kinsler.
Okay.
Julio Franco.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with that.
Ian Kinsler did make a World Series. Marcus Semien won a World Series.
See, I think this is a controversial opinion. I am putting...
Jeff Fry.
I'm putting Michael Young there.
Interesting.
I think I'm in the minority.
I have a feeling about this. I know what's about to happen.
Yeah,
here.
I think I'm in the minority in this position coming up.
At shortstop is Michael Young. And I have seen a lot of people text in. They think A-Rod should be moved to shortstop here.
Agreed.
So you were able to get Michael Young on this team by shipping out Ian Kinsler. Who's been on our show many times now.
Michael Young's been on our show many times.
This is true. You're shipping out Ian Kinsler so that Michael Young can be on the team. And so A-Rod, who abandoned us, can be on this team.
Really? What happened with Ian Kinsler?
Oh, yeah. He said he wanted us to go 0-162.
I'm just saying. There's a lot of negative feelings.
I was just saying, what about Corey Seager? He won you a World Series instead of abandoning you.
And so, do they have Buddy Bell at third base? Like, who's at third base?
Adrian Beltre is your third baseman.
That makes sense.
I've Steve Buchel.
Actually, I feel really stupid for asking that question.
Steve Buchel should be in there.
Ahead of Beltre?
You know it.
Okay, see, I would go... Young at second, A-Rod at short, and Beltre at third.
Okay.
Because Beltre became a Hall of Famer with the Rangers.
This outfield, I love this outfield. I have no problems with this outfield, honestly. Except maybe one. Juan Gonzalez in left field.
Yep.
I don't think you're going to find a more perfect person to put there.
I think he's the second best Ranger of all time.
Josh Hamilton in center field.
Yep.
Like, you can absolutely say
phenomenal. There might have been no player who at their peak was better at baseball with the Rangers than Josh Hamilton.
That kind of gives me chills thinking about how good he really was.
Unbelievable.
Understanding also everything we had to deal with. He was that good. In right field, I will say small controversy. They have Ruben Sierra. And I would probably put Doley in there. Because Doley stepped up when it mattered the most.
Man, that's true. That's tough.
And Ruben Sierra was, dude, as a child, he was...
He sang for us.
He sang for us when we had him on. He has an album.
He has flood.
Did we ask Will Clark about? We were like, did you ever hear him sing? He was like, oh my God, did I ever hear him sing? Jeez, that guy.
I think he has 5 albums.
Look at that.
I'm going to go... This is tough.
This is very tough, but I can't hate this outfield.
I think I'm going to vote for Ruben Sierra. That might be childhood bias coming into play there.
I will say here are some honorable mentions. This is tough. Charlie Huff, of course.
Yeah.
Fergie Jenkins, CJ Wilson. I'm sorry.
Fergie Jenkins almost won a Cy Young here.
We can get rid of CJ Wilson on this list.
We had Fergie Jenkins on the show as well.
Kenny Rogers.
Yep.
Neftali Feliz.
Yeah.
Jeff Russell. I love Jeff Russell. Yeah, what Jeff a wild Russell card that good. Dude is. Joe Nathan.
Yep.
Will Clark, Buddy Bell, A-Rod, Elvis, Toby Hara.
Oh, I liked Toby Hara.
Here's some outfield options, Kevin, to replace Ruben if you want to. Rusty Greer, an all-time fan favorite.
Yeah, Rusty Greer feels like one of people's all-time favorite Rangers, but then when like you look at the bigger picture, you're like, it's not him.
Mm-hmm. Could you put this guy in right field?
This is gonna be Nelson Cruz.
Nelson Cruz.
Yeah.
You are not in your first World Series without Nelson
Cruz. No, you're
Cruz.
Right. And you don't win your World Series without Adolis. I get all that. This is going to be the same thing as when I talk.
A lot of people will forget about how good Nelson Cruz was regular season 2.
True.
Because of the one moment that happened in his career.
So this is just like when we did the all-time like college basketball lineup. I was very biased towards like the 90s. And I know Ruben Sierra was more like, you know, the late 80s. Although obviously that could trickled into the 90s as well. I'm still going to go with Ruben Sierra because there was a time when I was a little kid that nobody could tell me that there was a better baseball player than Ruben Sierra.
Fact.
And I realized that might not like totally stand up to scrutiny. Huh. But I think that's why I'm going Sierra. I understand everybody who goes Doley or Nelson Cruz.
Finish up the outfield here. Gary Matthews. Odubee McDowell.
Oh, yeah.
Love Odubee. We had Odubee on. What an awesome moment that was.
I know this is complicated, but somebody just texted it in. Was John Wetland not on?
He was.
The honorable. Okay.
I did not.
He should be on there.
Remember to say it.
Yeah. He should be on there for strictly baseball purposes. I know the rest is more complex.
Yeah. And so that kind of, there were some other honorable mentions. I think.
Was Nolan the starting pitcher?
Mark Teixeira was one of the DH suggestions.
Okay.
And yes, Nolan Ryan was your starting pitcher. Here's my question. Is Nolan Ryan your all-time great starting pitcher? Or do you want to go ahead and say Nathan Eovaldi has earned my trust? Nathan Eovaldi. And look, DeGrom might be a better pitcher. Bochy was on Wednesday with us, and he was like, look, Eovaldi, basically Jason Kidd this thing.
Yeah.
He was a power pitcher, and now he's a pitcher. And in addition to being able to throw hard, he throws all the stuff. DeGrom might be the best pitcher of this generation.
Does Yu Darvish get any consideration for you here?
He had how many games, Kevin, did he have that went one hit, no hit?
Yeah.
That you were just like, he dominated and just missed a no-hitter by that much.
Yeah.
Or missed a perfect game by that much.
Yeah, so I wanted to double-check this. His first 2 years with the Rangers, he finished ninth for Cy Young, and then his second year, he was second for Cy Young. Ooh, finally, Max Scherzer. I think Yu Darvish is in the conversation.
Is Eovaldi in the conversation at all for
you? Yes, for sure.
He's earned that.
I kind of think Kenny Rogers should be in the conversation. Man, this is tough because then you can't leave out Ferguson Jenkins. Just let me build a whole rotation so I can have five people and give up and not have to.
Build me your rotation.
Okay, so just off the top of my head, I feel like Nolan
is your ace.
I think Nolan's pitching first because okay. He will pitch the whole game and call everybody a P if they don't after him.
That's a fact.
So, yeah, I feel like Nolan is up there at the top. Then I'm going Yu Darvish. Evaldi is going to be in that mix. Then Ferguson Jenkins. God, I don't want to leave out Kevin Brown either, but I'm going to go Kenny Rogers.
All right.
So that's my rotation. And that's it's a little surprising we've never won. The Rangers have never won a Cy Young because that's a hell of a group of pitchers right there.
And dude, don't forget the time where we had, what is it, Jamie Moyer, Aaron Seeley, and all those dudes had like 20
Seeley
wins.
Was good. Aaron Seeley is a great mention.
Remember how good that pitching staff was, but yeah. we were still just kind of the farm team Rangers that weren't the Yankees. Like that was the unfortunate thing.
And for the person who asked, why not Semien at second? I'll take Myhill Young at second base over Marcus Semien. I just will. You don't have to agree.
You know what? Him. Here's the deal. I believe both of those guys would say, no, let him have it.
I could see that.
Was it Michael Young, though, that the story was there were some people arguing about second base, and Michael Young ran out there and was like, I'll take it. And it was like Soriano was arguing about it or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's that group right there. And that was a lot of fun. Thank you very much. No, I'm not. We didn't leave out Profar. He never lived up. He did not hit a grand slam two grand slams every other game.
Which is what you were hoping for.
It was the only thing I was hoping for the entire time. He never did it.
What a letdown.
Yeah, it was a big letdown. Have you ever heard of Mia Zailu?
Yeah, she's here every week.
Yeah. Interesting.
Tuesdays, right?
Is that not her?
Mia Zailu, an AI-powered social media star, who has amassed over 150,000 Instagram followers by sharing sexy pics of herself.
Okay. At
various tennis events.
But she's not real?
She's not real.
What?
In a recent Insta post, the hyper-realistic blonde bombshell seen sitting courtside at the All England Club during Wimbledon while drinking Pimm's, a drink that's associated with the tournament. Another showed the tennis influencer, whose creator is unclear, in the stands during a match. Her photos aren't the only things that are super naturalistic. Zailu also uploads surprisingly heartfelt and human-seeming messages as well. She even has a sister named Anna, who's brunette and amassed 266,000 followers on the platform.
You said a sister, but also this person is not real.
She's AI, Kevin.
Okay. I don't... Do you want to see a hot AI picture? That's not real. I don't know. This has really thrown me for a loop, Alec, because I'm sure a lot of pictures that get posted, that's not like really what they look like. They've been photoshopped quite a bit and all of that. I don't know what to do with any of this.
This is getting scary. I just like AI for memes, like funny stuff, not for trying to look real.
Indian cricket star Rishabh Pant had liked many of her posts.
Oh, no.
Leading them to believe that he'd been catfished.
Oh, no.
He thinks he's interacting with a real girl. Although it's totally obvious that she is AI, someone should probably tell Pant that this is an AI account. He has liked a lot of these posts.
Oh, dear.
And that's part of sports right there, right? So don't get catfished by an AI model. And Kevin, I think you can look at this. She's gorgeous.
Wow, she looks real. And it's not like, that's the thing. And she's wearing like a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, see, that's what throws me off is when you see these ridiculous pictures and she's like, here's my little bikini that I always wear. And you're like, get out of here. But that gal is wearing her pants and her sweater. And she looks just like a regular person who's very pretty.
Yeah.
And she's not like a thirst trap.
So that's the thing is Pant getting made fun of for liking posts of a non-real thing? Or is it just, are people like, you know what? I get it. I understand. And will there be more catfishing situations like that in the future? I think so.
See, even though one of my dreams is to be on the television show Catfish, I am very concerned about this.
Guys, have y'all ever heard of Diggerland? Diggerland USA.
Is that for the old Notre Dame coach Digger Phelps?
No. Okay.
Sports!
They have every tractor and crane possible for you to drive. Plus, they have car crashing. Also, an A-plus husband daycare. I don't know what that means. I guess it's like a bar. But yes, I've seen this in Garland, like off of the highway, kind of maybe in the Rowlett area, maybe somewhere in near Firewheel.
Okay.
But I've seen like there's this field and there were a bunch of trucks and stuff out there. And they had this huge sign. You can pay to go into this place and just move earth all day if you'd like to.
Oh.
Like, I want to move some rocks from here to here. I've never done this before. I've always wanted to drive a tractor. I want to get a bulldozer and I want to drive that around. And he just, in this place has this available. I've seen this before, but this one is in West Berlin, New Jersey. And it is called Diggerland. They even have, Kevin, a swing that is made out of all like the tractor's little hook
things. Oh, that looks awesome.
So that you can ride in that. But that sounds fun, dude. Being able to just like move earth around with a big old yellow tractor.
Yeah. Man, my son, my youngest son would love that. I don't know how Brandon would feel about it.
And then, yeah, when I say car crash, I didn't mean... You get to crush a car with you with the tractor.
All right. So here's
just smash it.
Here's a tricky thing. Because my wife really thought I would like one of those, like, I don't know, rage rooms or whatever they're called, where you get to go in and smash everything.
Yes. And I think you would too.
See, I do too, but like, I don't want to have to dial. I wish it could just magically appear when I was actually mad without breaking all my stuff.
Yeah. You know, you don't want to dial up your anger.
Exactly.
You don't want to Hulk it.
Yeah. I'm mad now. And like, but if I break stuff, it's going to be my own stuff.
All right, Alec, last 30 seconds.
Oh my gosh, dude, that's not
cool. I was just reminded that I forgot to let Alec have some of the segment. Somebody said, why did Corey say Alec could do a segment and then take over the whole thing? I'm sorry.
Oh, that just means I got to pick on you more at 1:30.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's not fun. I got to send my kids home.
I disagree. That sounds like a lot of fun. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next. All right. Let me give you guys an option once again. Now you get to vote. Interactivity. Do you want more baseball information? Mm. Do you want
more Diggerland?
More Cowboys questions, or do you want AM on the FM to really make his job complicated in that segment? I will let you guys decide. We'll do it next, right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We gave everybody an option on the other side of the break. For the 817, the correct option, and really the obvious answer, is to push G-Bag back so you can do all of the segments.
No.
We can't do that today. Because G-Bag Nation is going to be live from Pickler Universe in Carrollton off of 35. You want to see G-Bag. That's the best part, of course.
Facts.
But also, they're going to have free pizza out there, free Stella sampling, and free pickleball. It's an extravaganza. Pickler Universe in Carrollton. Go see G-Bag Nation right now. And now, the people voted otherwise, and they voted for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for what might be the most chaotic segment in DFW radio today. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas, 877-881-1053 to answer today's question of the day. The pride of Mansfield, Texas, but immediately after the show, when we're done, wrapped up here, I'm going to go out to Globe Life Field to the AEW Superstore. So if anybody's going to be out there hanging around, or if you're at StarCast in the area, I'm going to go do a little shopping. So come say hi.
Do they have wrestling boots there?
Don't know about that. Maybe some like memorabilia, like some ring used boots. I saw they have a bunch of autographs they're selling and stuff. So
interesting.
Maybe they have some of that, but I don't know about like just boots that you can get in your size and lace them up and hop in the ring, but who knows?
Would you wear some if you were given wrestling boots?
Yes, I would.
What if they were match worn?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably just want to keep them in the shape that they're in. Just like at the card show, not this past edition, but the last one, they had a match worn Penta mask. It's like
at the Dallas card show?
They did.
Sweet.
And it was like, I want to get it, but I know it would get to me eventually. And I'd be like, I'm going to put it on. I'm going to wear it.
So one of the things
And Corey, if you get to know Kyle, who runs the Dallas Card Show,
I've known him a little bit.
He loves wacky bits and stuff.
Yes, yes.
So one of the things we talked about at one of the card shows, he was going to buy game-worn Kobe Bryant shoes.
And I remember this
story. And autograph. Yeah. And he goes, and then I'm going to wear them and play a game and then autograph them as well. Do you think that will help the value? And I was like, please don't do that, Kyle.
See, guys, bits work.
They do.
Being a big guy is fun. That's what I like about my circle, is it feels like everybody in my group that doesn't even do radio or anything close to it, they're all big guys.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you just get me. You just understand. The question of the day, gentlemen, we go back to the National Day Calendar. Some great holidays. We already did 7-Eleven for July 11th. It's National French Fry Day as well. So it's a really good day.
That is a good day.
But it is also National Collector Car Appreciation Day. Mm. Collector Car Appreciation Day. So tell me some of your favorite cars of all time. 877-881-1053. Because for me, my first ever car was a 2013 Camaro RS. And it was because, ooh, for two reasons. One, because of Bumblebee. You know, I was a huge Transformers fan growing up. It was yellow with the black racing stripes. But my dad's first car was a 1969 Camaro. And ever since then, and he showed me the old pictures of him working on it as a teenager in the garage, the 1969 Camaro is my favorite car of all time. And that is a car that one day, if I get Plano money, like some people around here, I'm going to go buy and restore a 1969 Camaro. That would be the coolest thing to me.
Okay, so all of my thoughts about this were influenced by the posters you can get at you used to be able to get at the Scholastic Book Fair,
mm-hmm.
And I thought that there could never be a car cooler than the Lamborghini Countach. And then when that got mentioned and used in the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia Christmas episode, that only solidified my belief that the Lamborghini Countach is the fanciest car in the world.
It is.
It's those doors popping up too that makes it feel fancy, right?
Yeah, and I saw, I think it's a car collector, like a rich dude on TikTok. In his garage, he has like a mini size, like a child size Countach that he got, and he doesn't have any kids or anything. He just got it to display. And I'm like, that is the coolest thing that I want for my room, but I don't have anywhere to put it.
I remember being able to drive a Z71 Chevy to prom.
Ooh.
And or was it Adrian's homecoming? One of those two. It was one of those two. And I love driving a truck. Carter Freeman knows when we were in Oxnard and I had that Dodge truck. I was just
truck
like
fever. That's
king
right.
of the world, I felt like. So I've always liked big. I don't need like a giant jacked up truck or anything. I just love the look of trucks. But it was my mom had a 1981 Camaro Z28. And that thing right there, I think she paid cash for it too. Like she walked in and she was like, I have this much money. How much? And they were like, well, it's this much. And then she was like, I got this much. You can take it or leave it. And they were like, we leave it. She was like, all right. And then somehow she got it.
That makes sense from a business standpoint, right? You're like,
but I love the way that car looked. And I love the way that it drove too. I also really liked the 68 SS Rally. Like that was really awesome. But Camaro, I was always a Camaro person over Mustang. My best friend, he's a big Mustang guy.
I'm,
but I was
I'm a Mustang person.
I will say that I like the newer generation Mustangs. They are very, very pretty. But when you go back to the classics, the Camaro is just timeless to me.
Yeah.
It's always going to look great.
My son, huge McLaren fan.
Yeah.
He's like, that's all. Every time he sees a McLaren, he's just like, oh my gosh, it's my favorite.
And I think thanks to the F1 movie that's out in theaters, a lot of people are kind of getting more into that. Yeah. And you're starting to see more pictures online of just really cool cars. And it's like, huh.
Did you see because of the success that the Apple's had with that movie, they're like pushing all in on the TV bidding rights for F1.
And that is such smart business. That's just the right way of doing it. I hope that they make that happen because I have Apple TV, so maybe that's it's a good excuse for me to be like, huh, what is this? Because I don't really watch any kind of racing, so maybe that helps me get into it. 877-881-1053, we'll get a couple in before we transition to Masterpiece of the Week. But we have any Shelby from the 214, the old school Shelbys are beautiful.
Yes.
From the 972, the 65 Ford Mustang in powder blue specifically.
Yes, I had a friend that had one of those. No power steering in that sucker, so his forearms were gigantic.
Yep. That's a great way to develop some grip strength. Maybe I need an old car. From the 214, the Ferrari Testarossa.
Yes.
That's another poster car right there for sure.
Yep. Another 214, the 75 Plymouth Roadrunner. Ferrari F40 from another 214 there. The 06 Ford GT from the 972. Ford GT. Is an all-time car.
Yeah.
And that's one that if I get that Plano money after I'm done buying all of my tables.
It's not a thing.
I'm going to go.
Oh, it is a thing. It's
very much a thing. Someone texted in. They said, hey, if you get that Plano money right there from the 682, you buy tables. So I've been corrected. I got to get tables first.
Those are my investments, is the tables.
Oh, not the cars that you're hiding somewhere. I feel like Corey's got one of those like storage units that's just full of like antique cars.
This is why y'all never see me anywhere.
Yeah, you're
because
just.
I like to go hang out with my cars and Jay Leno.
Maybe the Declaration of Independence. I don't rule that out either.
Yeah, he's got Nick Cage in his contacts for a reason. So that's a truncated version of AM on the FM.
Love it, love it, love it. Excellent content right there. Again, if you missed it at the beginning of the segment, want to remind everybody to make their way out to Pickler Universe in Carrollton to go see the G-Bag Nation. And while you're driving there, you can listen to Masterpiece of the Week.
List this.
Long time no speak, gentlemen. How's it going?
It was like
just
5 seconds ago. Yeah.
Well, you know. It was part of the bit thing that we were doing. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week, where we revisit some of the wild, wacky, odd, and oftentimes very concerning things said on this very program.
Yeah, it's true.
As much as I want to pick on Corey right now, I got to follow tradition. Picking on people who are not here to defend themselves because he's at Pickler Universe right now. Brian Broaddus said this during Crosstalk the other day.
There is no way that thing went over 90 seconds.
Right when he said it, too.
Oh, man.
What was it? We were getting off the air. We were getting off the air.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, and brought us just one Masterpiece of the Week.
Yep.
And he was like, oh, you guys. And you had to hang up on him, I feel like. You had to turn him down.
Yeah.
Because he always gets so mad about it.
It would have kept going, you know, and then their show, rather, would have started at like 2:04.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, I was trying to help them. Anything get their content in, so but he helped give us content, so I thank him for that. Now we can pick on Corey Majors because this one isn't even bad, it's just funny.
Jerseys I'm a Care Bear whenever these happen. Yes, I love it. I was a huge Care Bear fan growing up.
Oh, for sure.
Me I mean too. They taught me how to be kind.
Was there a Care Bear? I feel like, I don't know if it was the Care Bear movie or a Care Bear movie where like this evil little kid
taking all the Care Bears
and at the camp.
And the girl had to shoot the marble at the magic shop or whatever.
I kind of want to watch that.
Huh.
Which one was your favorite Care Bear?
The green one.
Good Luck Bear?
There you go.
Yes. It's a good
bear. I'm looking at all the bears right now. I didn't know there was a secret bear. That doesn't sound good.
Mm.
Is it really a secret then?
Good point.
That is a good point.
All right, we're doubling up with...
Tenderheart was the leader. Tenderheart was the one with the heart on.
Yeah.
We care.
We're doubling up in Major's territory to pick on him a little bit. He said this.
She would have wanted me to finish for her. This was about the girl that passed out.
Uh-huh.
From the race that she was running, I was also running the race.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got to let me finish talking because I say words in weird orders. All right. The girl that passed out running the race, I was also running the race. I feel like Adrian would have wanted me to complete the task.
Well, she was getting attended to by paramedics.
She's in the safest hands possible.
That's true.
See, she's got a point.
What am I going to do?
Nothing.
Going to grab the stethoscope and be like, what is this?
So you knew the name of it in this fictitious scenario, but when it comes to practice, you don't know what it is anymore.
He knows it in theory.
Okay.
Not in real life.
Okay.
All right, Kevin, you can't stay safe forever. Again, we're going to start off slow. This is not bad. This is just funny.
You can go blind from that?
That's what the parents always said.
What was the other one? Like grow hair on your knuckles or what was the other thing that palms. They said? Palms.
Yes. Yeah.
I said heart. Just want everybody to know I said heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can't reply back to everybody that's texting this in right now.
Well, Kevin, you said this.
If you don't stop, I'm going to knock your block off.
Oh, wow. I love it.
All right. So I told my wife that I mentioned that on air because that's a threat she made to somebody in the bar. And she goes, and I try not to get mad because I meant it. Like I was just picturing him, her like trying to kind of uppercut somebody and thinking their head was going to fly
knock
off
your
the
block
air.
Off.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well,
that's funny.
Corey put himself in a very interesting situation here.
I'm going to buy that apartment and invite her over.
Oh, who?
Yeah.
My wife.
Mm.
That's stupid.
I heard Denise Richards bought an apartment because she needed space. And then she bought another one and another one and another one. And her ex-husband was like filed for divorce saying, you know, unreconcilable differences.
Mm.
And she was like, yeah, she spends $5,000 a month on makeup. I was like, gosh, if I could have $5,000 a month to spend on things.
What's the last thing that she did that was like?
I think she does OnlyFans stuff.
Oh.
Like she's a content creator of some sort,
and
but the OnlyFans page hasn't been active for like a year or something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
So the crocheting career isn't going anywhere.
I really saw this like on E the other day while I was at the gym. I was just kind of observing it. I don't know why I'm acting like I'm an expert here.
That is the one and only place you would be caught watching E.
Yeah, it's just on, and it's you know it's the one where Mario Lopez is saying words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does. Kevin said some very unfortunate words here.
All arms and legs. He's still got gooey stuff coming off of him. He's something special. That was about Jacob Mizrowski.
I thought it brought us one.
The pitcher for the Brewers. That's what his manager actually said about him. Why couldn't he have just said yolk? I don't think this would have been in contention.
Got gooey stuff.
Yeah, I said this the day that you read that. I literally had to go find 3 or 4 different outlets that reported that to make sure it was real. That's amazing. Corey, you said this.
You kind of had an ability to play with it for a little bit, even while it was in the box, and it's not quite the same. Toys at Toys R Us.
I agree. It's not quite the same outside.
Toys
of the box.
At Toys R Us.
Is it there with your ramekin or whatever? Yeah.
I'll send a picture of all the ramekins.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
What are you talking about?
Anyways, Kevin? Yeah.
Can you do it faster and louder? That was... All right. That is captivating. That is what like word. Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, and Carrie Fisher all said on the original Star Wars is that George Lucas's direction to them on like everything would be like, yeah, but like faster and louder. And that's how I felt like the account execs at Dickies were saying for Corey's barbecue commercials that were great.
Those were amazing. Oh, somebody did ask me to do it. Oh man, today, or it was earlier in the show, but we got it in there.
Oh, look at that. Fulfilling dreams out here, and this one is not going to sit on the mind very well.
You want some toes, you know? Oh, for like if you're kidnapping somebody, I believe. Isn't that what that was about? Was that a dream that I had about?
Even more concerned if it was a dream that you had.
I feel like we were talking about a kidnapping or a robbery of some sort.
And you want to capture that person and send their toes off?
Isn't that what they did in The Big Lebowski? They sent toes?
Oh, yeah, but it wasn't the toe
But it wasn't Tara Reid's toe. That's right. I don't know exactly what I was talking about there, but
I'm just going to let you sink.
Be careful with the toes.
I've got one more that this is just like the perfect encapsulation of this segment with no context. I love this clip.
We have started the hot dog eating process for Usain Bolt.
So that is, yes, You're dead so... on. That does encapsulate the idea so of this.
Stupid.
It's just like, okay, what scenario can we be in where we're giving Usain Bolt a hot dog?
You know how many times, Alec, I put a story in the C block just because the headline is hilarious to me? Like the sometimes these, that sounded like one of the headlines that I would read that I'm like, I have to read this headline just to make Kevin and Alec laugh.
Yeah. What was it last week? I had that headline from the Dallas Morning News where it just said, I talked to God today.
Mm-hmm.
God, sham God.
Okay.
Brilliant.
I don't think I ever vote for myself.
Oh.
I think I'm going to vote at my stunned amazement from If This One Thing Could Make You Go Blind. You can go blind from that?
You were shocked.
Yeah, I was.
That was about chlamydia.
Oh, yeah, we didn't know you could go blind from chlamydia.
Yeah.
What a show.
Marsupials.
See, this show is an education show, too. Hmm. We've always...
I've learned a lot.
Is it?
Really? Is it?
Those are all real reactions.
I'm voting for Broadus.
Oh,
during crosstalk, he definitely won my heart over on that one. Okay. My heart, heart.
There is no way that that thing went over 90 seconds.
Well, we're gonna send this to the people because I'm voting for Kevin and his description of what happened last Saturday.
All arms and legs. He's still got gooey stuff coming off of him. He's something special.
So good. So clean, too. It's so clean. You know how I immediately, when I heard that, I just immediately said, no, don't say anything. Don't even make a noise. Turn your microphone off. Let this one be good.
I love how casual he says it, too. It's just like, yeah, I see this all the time.
So the options are Broadus, blindness, and gooey stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can they all go hand in hand?
They can all go in. Never mind.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll take you out to Pickler Universe in Carrollton to talk with the G-Bag Nation next on The Fan.
0-1. Carter hits one on the ground up the middle through to center field to base hit. Garcia hits third. He comes home and scores easily. Langford rounds second. He digs for third. The throw goes towards second. Evan Carter on at first with an RBI single, and the Rangers' lead is now 4-0.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Let's take you out to Pickler Universe in Carrollton and chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bang Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Phenomenal, Hagee. We got those Friday vibes, and we are out here at Pickler Universe. Come on out, say what's up to us. Kind of Carrollton-Louisville-ish, that border right there. But, yeah, we're going to be hanging out here till 6:30, 2800 North I-35. And I can't wait to just fellowship with all the Tolos. And, hell, then it's weekend time, baby. It's clock-out time.
Let's go.
So I wanted to ask you guys, there's so many options of things to do there. By the way, shout-out to D&M Leasing for always bringing us this crosstalk. I know you need to do the show, but would you be more excited about the free pizza, the free Stella, rebooting your computer, or the free pickleball?
Man, usually the free Stella would do it for me. If the booze are flowing, it's probably going to be a good time. But I will say, the abundance of courts they've got here, and every time I just started getting more and more of a pickleball itch. I mean, the sport is really growing at a rapid pace. I think it would be fun, kind of, you know, maybe go ahead and crush some Stellas and then just get on one of these courts.
The pickleball itch is one of my top five favorite itches. Yeah,
you don't even have to scratch it.
And we are gonna do a top 10 itches at some point. Waltruck, I know we got that.
I've been workshopping it for years,
and I think the pickleball itch is gonna be probably in the top three. Don't you guys agree?
Why do you keep saying it that way? Is what I want to know.
Why am I saying what way?
Yeah, just can you say that?
Pickleball.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Ball itch.
Okay.
Right? Am I saying that right?
Like pickleball needs to be closer together.
Pickleball.
Pickleball itch.
Okay, see, well, the emphasis.
Now we're balling in.
You know what? Itching. I like it. That's the only way we should say
it's
it now.
It's tenactin for the pickleball itch.
I'm having cadence issues today. It's a Friday. You know what I mean? Like, I need the reboot.
I get it.
So does my computer.
F around Friday, I know. That's what we call it.
What?
Have fun and find out Friday.
Yes. No, absolutely. Now, we've had multiple wrestling guests on this week. Is there any chance you guys have caught AEW fever and want to go to the show tomorrow?
Ooh, boy. You know what?
I'm Red Bastien part of the program.
I do not. Not as of now. Though card subject to change.
Oh.
Why? You got a ticket?
No. Not for. Okay. Not with that level of enthusiasm.
What are you doing over there, Taggy? You're acting like you wanted one of us to go with you.
I
would
have been pretty open to
it. Well, that level of enthusiasm was disappointing.
I've enjoyed it.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Heggy. I'm going to find out a better ticket than what you have and show up. How about that?
Oh, and then sit right in front of him, too.
You know what? I happen to know that owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I'm going to walk up to him and say, hey, Tony, I don't really like wrestling, but I'm trying to do a little bit here with my guy.
Yeah. Hold a sign up in front of him.
I need a sideline pass for this event.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. That would be objectively amazing. And I would be like, I deserve this. Uh-huh. This is my fault. What do you guys got coming up on the show today? And remind everybody where you at.
Well, Pure Gold as always, Heggy. Thank you so much for asking. Yes. We will indeed have Biggest L, Biggest Dub at 2:40 Friday staple here in the nation. But at 4 o'clock, we've got ESPN's Katie George, who was working sideline for the Cooper Flag summer debut, was also running all the media day coverage for Big 12 action on ESPN. So we'll talk with her at 4 o'clock. Can't wait for that. And, of course, quitting time. What you drinking, what you thinking at 5.
Love it, love it, love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation or go see them. Pickler Universe off of 35, kind of that Carrollton-Louisville border. Go see them. We'll be back on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say bring the boom, Kevin.
Bring the boom! All arms and legs. He's still got gooey stuff coming off of him. He's something special.